Well, as many people know, there are sometimes extreme differences of opinion within one family. During the Civil War, there were families where one son went to fight with the Union forces, another went to fight with the Confederate forces. And in the case of my father, he was kind of a pacifist and made speeches against imperialist war during World War I. He was had a good job as a professor at Berkeley. My mother said, "Why can't you keep your mouth shut? You're not going to be drafted, not with your bad eyes and two children and bad hearing." He said, "Well, you have to speak out. That's the duty of a citizen." His younger brother, Alan, had gone to Paris a few years earlier. He'd wanted to be a poet and figured Paris was the place to go to. And he'd fallen in love there, not just with a girl, but he'd fallen in love with La Paris and La France. And when the Germans invaded in 1914, he didn't wait but a few days to walk down the street and join the French Foreign Legion. My father feels he saw the seamy, terrible realities of war before he was killed in 1916, 2 years later. He was mowed down by a German machine gun while charging up a slope. Alan was a reckless guy. When he and my father were sledding on a hill in Staten Island in the mid-1890s, they were whizzing down a slope and a big draft-tossing wagon walked right in front of them. My father rolled off his sled. This about, he was age 9, and Alan, at about age 7, shot between the horse's legs and walked back so proud of himself. My father said, "Alan, you could have gotten killed." That doesn't matter. Alan wanted to live. He thought a short, glorious life was the way to live. He admired Byron, Shelley, Keats. That's the kind of poet he wanted to be. Well, about 6 months before he died, he wrote a poem which is probably his best poem, although some of the others are kind of nice. One was to a certain girl in church. He didn't give her a name. He said, "You may wonder why I'm in church. I don't go in for vapid psalm singing nor turgid sermons, but I worship beauty, and you are here." But this poem he wrote, he was writing a column for the New Republic magazine, little short pieces on what it was like to be a soldier in France, digging trenches and all sorts of boring things, but also seeing a friend right beside him suddenly cut down by a sniper's bullet. But he writes this poem, "I have a rendezvous with death at some disputed barricade. When spring comes back with rustling shade and apple blossoms fill the air. I have a rendezvous with death when spring brings back blue days and fair. It may be he shall take my hand and lead me into his dark land and close my eyes and quench my breath. It may be I shall pass him still. I have a rendezvous with death on some scarred slope of battered hill when spring comes north again next year and the first meadow flowers appear. God knows 'twere better to be pillowed deep and scented down, pulse nigh to pulse and breath to breath, where love throbs out in blissful sleep and hushed awakenings are dear. But I have a rendezvous with death at midnight in some flaming town when spring trips north again next year. And I to my pledged word am true. I shall not fail my rendezvous."